Sock Outdoor Studio.
Matter of fact, that's what some people call Basil, wet socket.
Tried to amend my carnivorous
Matt, while I devour, and Karen, I'm eating on my good side. I'm getting to be like my grandpa to go to Dixie Cafe. I'll take a chicken fried steak, but could you run that through the blender first? I'm eating a burger on the left side of my mouth. It's absolutely delicious. Tell us more.
Well, I don't know exactly what you're eating. I'm sure these guys can touch on it.
I'll tell you what I got. While he's doing that, I have got a Mooyah burger on a whole wheat bun with cheddar, some Mooyah sauce, ketchup, mayo, lettuce, tomato, pickles, onions, and it is bigger than those little donut tires in your car, the spare tire. And it is awesome. Now, I will take a bite.
I went with the turkey burger this morning, also awesome. But when we went out there a few weeks ago, Hope and I, and the fries are worth the trip alone, too. The sweet potato fries, awesome.
They seem to be catching on big time.
Yeah. It's a fantastic place. And guys, it's a franchise, correct?
It's a franchise, yes.
Okay. Like I said, been out there. It's at Pinnacle Creek
Pinnacle
Shopping
Creek,
Center.
Yeah, 14810 Cantrell Road.
Cool.
There's one when my mom was in the hospital. There's one in Hot Springs across the street, in the shopping center across the street from St. Joe.
Yeah,
and that's where my sister Tammy took me to eat one day.
Yeah, if you're in Hot Springs, go by there.
It's on Central Avenue, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
That's not to take away from you guys.
No.
That's when I was visiting Mark.
We're the same quality, bro.
I tell you what we got here. I like mine with lettuce and tomato, Heinz 57, and French fried potatoes or sweet fried potatoes. Are they called sweet fried potatoes?
We call them sweet potatoes. Fried.
Right, how you like it?
I like mine with lettuce and tomato, Heinz 57 and French fried potatoes. Big kosher pickle and a cold draft beer. Well, good God almighty, which way do I steer from?
Which way do they steer, gentlemen? What a perfect setup. Which way do they steer?
Right. Down Cantrell Road.
Take a right.
That's right. On Taylor Loop, right by Walgreens. Come on in and see us. We're open 11 to 10 o'clock at night every night. 7 days a week.
I was in Florida last week, and of course you got to eat seafood, but about that fifth day of eating mahi-mahi or grouper or whatever you're eating, you got to have some red meat.
But of course.
So you need to put your place up down in the Gulf. You'll make a ton of money.
Unless you and I go in and do that.
Where did Mooyah start?
Yeah, where did Mooyah start?
Mooyah started in Dallas.
It's a Dallas place.
Out of Dallas. About 2.5 years ago, they only had 11 stores. We are opening up number 40 next
week.
Wow.
Good night. Good night.
We're taking over the
world.
We are. I guess
back up, son of Baconator.
Now, you guys have other locations that you're going to be opening as well?
We're looking at several locations. There's one that's opening up on Shackelford and Canis.
We're going to have one in Texarkana, Jonesboro. We're opening up one in UCA next week.
Wow.
So. Describe the atmosphere, the motif, because I don't get out much.
Man, excellent. It's high energy.
It is that. I'll give you that. And the announcement when your burger is ready is kind of a one-off thing for Mooyah.
Yeah, we get on there and make it fun. We, if you're having birthday parties and things, we'll make it fun.
Keep it crunk to involve the kids.
I think that's right.
G-rated, but we have fun with it.
Basil and I talked about Old Double Restaurant a long time ago, and we feel every good restaurant needs a gimmick. Obviously, yours is hollering. And
it's not just hollering. It's the quality of the burger here.
Morning!
You know what? That's their new slogan. It's Mooyah, hooting and hollering.
What's that restaurant where they throw the rolls at you?
That's in Springfield.
Is that Lambert's?
Lambert's. Diego's used to have the plane in the roof. Anytime you got a gimmick like that to get
I've thrown rolls at the employees and things, but that's about it.
As long as it's just rolls. Yeah. I saw the video where somebody got donuts thrown at them.
Yeah. Just trying to do a little.
You guys big football fans?
Oh, yeah. But of course.
All right. Who's your favorite team? Pro team.
Oh, pro team. I'm a Steelers guy. Steelers. I can't do Dallas. Sorry, guys.
No, come on.
Well, Debbie
I'm not
did.
Dallas. I get it. We said Debbie did that.
Yeah. Well, I pull one on you then. I'm a Denver guy. Sorry about last year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a Dallas guy.
Well, you got Peyton. We'll see how
sorry about
lasts.
Every year.
He only played one series last night. He looked okay.
Yeah,
you can't tell that first exhibition.
He's
game.
A sleeper pick on fantasy football.
Yeah, he really is. He's way down the list. I had that list in front of me a while ago. You play fantasy football?
I grew up every other weekend. It was the Cowboys one weekend, Broncos the next. So
really?
Yes. That's weird.
Yes. How'd that happen?
He's sucking up.
Dad at one house, dad at the other, man. Different teams.
Oh, okay. You have two dads.
It's not a different team because they have the Broncos and then they have the Cowboys.
Right.
The Cowboys.
Right.
The Cowboys.
My favorite team's anybody
Cowboys
who beats the Cowboys.
Don't talk like that.
Cowboys.
Tommy, what's going back to the one word thing again, what's your one word for Chad Johnson at this point? with going through. He's been cut by yet another team.
Over.
His wife's filed for divorce after 40 days or whatever it was.
Run.
So the one word is run?
It's over for me.
What you guys?
I would put, I would say the chances for T.O. and Randy Moss are better than that of Ocho Cinco at this point.
How's T.O. looking? He's in Seattle, right?
He caught a pass the other day.
Atta kid.
He's in great shape.
He looks like the sprinter. Who's saying?
Yeah, but
yeah, he does.
He's just a physical specimen, but yeah, I don't know how that's going to translate at this point. I mean, Jack LaLanne was in awesome shape. That didn't make him an NFL, you know, wide receiver.
Well, and Johnson changed his name.
For who? Johnson?
Yeah.
Screwed.
Stupid. I think somebody will pick
him. Wife beater.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Head butter.
But the only thing worse is Dez Bryant slapping his own mama.
Well, but, sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. You,
and maybe he had a mooyah slap
they got
your
a
mama
gang.
Good.
Yeah, maybe.
You don't step on a crack, break your mama's back. But maybe his mama did.
That was a saying that always got me. Food's so good that make you want to slap your mama.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's like wisdom.
I do that every Thanksgiving, actually. So
you just beat the hell out of
it. Just beat the dog out of everyone's mom.
Good meal, mom.
Well, any good beating to take place in Cabot happened at the Walmart.
That's right.
Your kid acts up. Come on, we're going to Walmart. Yeah,
everything
spank
happens
you.
At the Walmart.
Yeah, that's oh exactly gosh. Right. Oh exactly right. I needed to do a do-over too. I said it was San Diego. It was adopting Kevin Kelly's no punt inside the 50 at
right.
San Diego State.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's all right. Come on.
I screwed up. I want to thank my dentist again. I was able to get some burger down. Appreciate that, Dr. Woodard.
That is good stuff.
It's always good to have a doctor where they'll say, this is going to hurt. I hate saying this. You're going to feel
pressure.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel pressure just sitting in the chair.
I feel pressure driving here.
Yeah, to check my blood pressure right now. I always love when you go to the dentist, too, and they check your blood pressure. Anybody who goes to the dentist.
I didn't know they did that.
Well, they do that. I'm a special
Dr. Burton, how come you're not checking my blood pressure?
But yeah, when they're sticking that giant needle in the roof of your mouth, and they're talking about you're going to feel a little pressure.
Shaking
yeah.
the cheek, shaking yeah. the cheek, yeah. shaking the cheek, shaking boss.
Right.
But he did it, and he did a swell
well,
job.
And Tommy called me yesterday.
I went back by because it was acting up. Went back by later in the day. He stopped everything he was doing to make sure that the bleeding had stopped, and I appreciate the hell out of that.
Tommy called me yesterday to bring me out of my fetal position.
Sure.
And he was calling. I said, wait a minute. You're calling me from the dentist chair, and I just told him that a couple of days ago, the stupid question of the day was, what do dentists find the most annoying? And it said, patients on the cell phone in the chair. And
like while you're getting.
Well, who does that? Nobody. I didn't even bring it up.
It takes 30 minutes for it to dead nut.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, who that's a stupid question. Who? Nobody's going to be on the phone while the dentist is.
You know what,
though?
Hey. Now that I've got this,
I'm glad you did. Don't get me wrong.
Now that I've got this little app that I use to live in, the next time you have anything done, streaming the entire time. Just, and you can give kind of play-by-play what's going on.
All right, I'll do that.
It's a mouthful of gauze.
I'll do that. Well, how'd you guys find out about the buzz? I know that your sales executive is Hope, and she's all over the place. It doesn't hurt that she walked in the door, but did you listen to the show?
Of course I listen to the show. Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
We went on. I know Justin. I used to run the Maumelle Country Club. And
of course.
When I first opened up, I called Justin, and he got us both on. I'll let Jared and I came in on it. Jared's a trainer for Mooyah. I'm the owner of the one. In Little Rock.
Either one of you from Arkansas?
Yes.
Both.
Razorback fans.
Oh, yeah.
But of course.
How many games are they going to win this year?
I'm thinking 9-3 because John L's a wild card.
I'm with you.
10-2.
10-2?
Yep.
I just don't know with John L.
Anything below a 9 season is going to be, we're going to feel slighted. We're going to feel bad.
Okay.
And that's ridiculous.
Will we feel, is 9 wins with a bowl game? Is that bad?
Well, a bowl game.
With a bowl game.
It's 8-4, 9-4.
With a bowl victory.
10-3 with a bowl game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's got to happen because it could be argued, and I was going to bring this up today. We're doing another question instead. Is this the most talented offensive team Arkansas has ever had?
Yes.
I think it is, too. Yeah,
by far.
This one?
Yes.
As opposed to last year?
Yeah.
Or even the Mallet years?
Yes.
Well, we've got Nile Davis back this year. That's why I say that.
I understand what I mean.
The Sugar Bowl, year.
I think Ryan Wilson is a better college quarterback than
Tyler. Oh, I agree. I think so. I think because of his foot.
Wilson.
Yeah, I think. I mean, he's got mobility. I mean, that is huge.
And he's got that tough guy thing going
on. You got
for
Chris Gragg, tight end. He's the best tight end in the nation.
Right.
You got Kobe Hamilton, one of the top three wide receivers in the SEC.
By the way,
Dennis Johnson, Nile Davis, come on.
ESPN listed the top college backfields in America. Arkansas finished number two. They were number one, but they moved into number two behind Southern Cal. You know why they moved Southern Cal to number one?
Silas Red, probably.
Got the guy from Penn State.
Yep.
He's a great player, though.
Is he?
Yep.
Yeah, he's legit.
Who'd ever thought?
But we're number two.
That's not bad at all.
It's just one knee
we're
injury or a broken foot away from dropping or going up.
That's true.
Buzz Armstrong was number two.
Hey,
that's pretty good.
With take those
bullet.
Ankles.
Yeah.
That's right.
We'll be back and talk more about burgers and such in just a second. Honey, I may finish this whole damn thing. I'm just Superman when it comes to having teeth pulled.
I'll chew it up and spit it in your mouth for you.
That's customer service.
Flag the tape. Right. Flag the tape. We want to hold that for later.
Boy, I've been on the road for the last month or two, and one thing that really makes me appreciate Comcast Xfinity is when I'm in a hotel room, can't find where the channels are, slow going from one channel to another, can't stop it, can't DVR it. When I get home, I